I stared at the policeman. He did not have a cruel face. He did not have a kind face either. He was young and he was pale, and there were no lines on his face. He was nothing yet. He looked like an egg. This policeman, if he opened the door of the police car and made me get inside, then to him it was only the inside of a car he was showing me. But I would see things he could not see in it. I would see the bright red dust on the seats. I would see the old dried cassava tops that had blown into the footwells. I would see the white skull on the dashboard and the jungle plants growing through the rusted cracks in the floor and bursting through the broken windscreen. For me, that car door would swing open and I would step out of England and straight back into the troubles of my country. This is what they mean when they say, "It is a small world these days." The policeman looked at me with no expression. "What is your relationship to the person who was reported as missing?" "It is not important."
"It's procedure, madam."
He took a step toward me and I stepped back. I could not help myself.
"You seem unusually nervous of me, madam."
He said this very calmly, looking into my eyes all the time.
"Your name," he said, "now."
I stood up as straight and tall as I could, and I closed my eyes for a moment. And when I opened them again, I looked at the policeman very coldly, and I spoke with the voice of Queen Elizabeth II.
"How dare you?" I said.
It almost worked. The policeman took half a step back as if I had hit him. He looked down at the ground and he blushed, just for 1 second. But then I saw the strength come back into his face.
That is when I ran.
"My story is not like the movie I told you about, the man who was in a great hurry. I did not have a motorbike to escape on, or a plane that I could fly upside down.